It's time for you to rise up. The narrative is failing, and they are trying hard more than ever to enslave the global population. For 8 seasons, I gave fair warning on what was coming, and now it's here. For this is a war. The consciousness collective versus the ones who are still asleep. So join me in my new season called Humanists Rising.
We have become so entrenched with a democracy plague, it's become very apparent that the very teachings are echoing that of imperialism. We had this discussion when it came to the launching of the very first episode, Feudalism 2.0, with minor hints of imperialism. In this world, drenched in self-motivated actions that ever destroy a well-meaning society, the worst cards have been dealt to the unfortunate, the sick, and the vulnerable. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is Beatrice Harris, aka Miss Honeybee, aka Miss V, for the 9th season of the Cosmic Collision series, Humanist Rising. What people have to realize is, I really don't do this to be famous. I just want people to hear my message before it's far, far too late. The unforgivable actions that have taken place have costed more lives than the actual problem itself. Here we stand as humans, as universal beings. The selfish gratifications when it comes to accomplishing our own means have been laid bare. As more people are being subjected to a dangerous tactic to push an ever-growing single dictatorship, we are bearing witness to the greatest fraud on a terrarium, and that is indeed democracy and socialism. For every word that is uttered in the name of, that's the very line that people have gathered at. We don't give a damn about each other unless it's something we can gain from each other. I don't know where we fell off as being simply kind and upright, to be simply kind and upright. But we fell the fuck off. The very issues involving housing, food, and other basic human needs are being used to circumvent the universal energy that makes us thrive. Remember, a healthy body needs good food, clean water, and peace. They've taken all three and have held it for ransom. I mean, how can anyone be happy while people are suffering? I can't sleep much, don't eat much, and trust me, I barely laugh. Why? Because there are those that can't laugh, can't eat, can't sleep, can't drink. We let our republic crumble because of the deceptive smile of the demagogues that seek to destroy the very consciousness of the human mind for good. The violence that's sweeping the country is not because of people with low income or that come from turbulent households and environments, but the puppets that have been placed in those areas to make it seem so. This has been proven. How blind have we become to not even recognize the serious damage that has affected the whole of humanity, ourselves. The love and loyalty you give these people isn't going to save you this time. That ship has sailed along with any promise for true peace and security. The Constitution stands on its last leg, and it's about to be broken. If we had any empathy for what is going on with us as human beings, we would have put an end to this shit a long time ago. But we didn't. We fed the wrong wolf. Went for every single damn false hope that they could conjure. We disregarded the very meaning of community. Most of us have been turned into money-fed, soul-dead individuals. We would rather be shiftless dregs in a world that we were meant to inherit. And what do we have to say about it? We'll get it right next time.
Yeah, right.
Until next time, this is Cosmic Collision, Humanist Rising. Stand up, stand out, or stand down. Your choice.